This call is being recorded.
Greetings to you.
Greetings.
Good to be here with you again, with this way, one who serves here with you. To continue on the program, continue on this process that we have all started together. And we are so pleased with all of you that have been working diligently on this entire process, because we know for certain that it is not an easy process. You see, we all went through it, and maybe not quite the way you are, not so spread out over so long a period of time. Ours were more quick, you might say, when it all began and went through. But, of course, there was a lot of leading up to it, lifetimes, actually, of leading up to it. And you yourselves are having the experience that you are having, and to not be concerned about this, because it is all part of the process, all part of the program. And you are all doing wonderfully at it. Even though you may not feel like you are, even though you may be not feeling like anything is happening, like you say, oh, the one who serves in the Shira say, oh, this is happening and that is happening, and what is going on? There's nothing happening. We don't see a thing. And it would tend to bring you down and depressed and feeling like you are being led down the primrose path. But you are not. We implore you to continue to hold the vibration, continue to raise your vibrations as much as you can, because as you do this, you will begin to have more and more experiences that will tell you certainly for sure that this is all happening now. And it is all happening now. You are in the very moment of this. And speaking of the very moment, there are some moments that are coming. You have been hearing about this, seeing this in various ways. Different channels have been saying these things. And we tell you now that there is some major happenings very shortly here to come into your 3D realm, to your 3D understanding. And as these come to you, you will more and more understand all that you have been through and all that is yet to come. Because as these things are happening, they are going to, in some respects, send you for a loop. That's how we can say it here now. Because you're going to have very many different types of experiences and many different levels of understandings you are going to go through. So that is our message here. Do you have questions here for one who serves, and certainly Ashira, who is now standing by?
Yes, I have a question.
Yes,
I would like to ask the one who serves, what is meant by an old soul?
This is a very difficult concept to understand at your three-dimensional level, but there are many, many, many old souls. So an old soul is not necessarily that which would be the many lifetimes here on the earth, but there are many lifetimes, many existences in many different realms beyond the earth, even in other universes, you might say. So you have not only here in the planet, but the solar system and the galaxy and the universe, and then the universes beyond universes. So how old your soul is very difficult to say, because it is very beyond the three-dimensional realm. But in many respects, it is billions, maybe even trillions of years. It is beyond imaginings, because you see, you are eternal. You are an eternal soul. You have always been, and are now, and always will be. And where have you heard that before? That is the definition of God, is it not? Always is now, always was, and is always will be. So this is very similar because you are that portion of God, the God source. You are the God source within you. And that understanding of the idea of old soul is something that is very difficult to define, but we attempted to do it as best we could. Shira, can you add anything here?
I don't think so. Thank you, though.
Something else, weren't we all created at the same moment?
No.
But some, I would like to get this clear, sir, I'm sorry. But some went ahead and tried to experience more, and some didn't. Some souls just supposedly traveled right along with our mother and father God souls as we were souls. And then the ones who wanted to more experience went and experienced. And doesn't that make the difference between the higher beings now, like Sananda, like Ashtar, and like Saint Germain, and that they experienced more and wanted to learn more, so they have progressed sooner and ascended into those higher beings than us. Is that true, sir?
Not necessarily, but we will turn this over to Ashira if she wishes to answer.
Thank you. I will be happy to take a jab at this. So, Rita, again, we get all tied up in conundrums when we use 3D words for things such as souls. Old souls. You're talking about experiential experiences. You're talking about experiences that seem to make a soul more open to moving up the ranks as so you are speaking. All souls have had a variety of experiences. You do not know who you have been or what you have done in your past. You may have created whole systems of planets and their suns in a universe. You may have led a whole variety of people on a different planet. You have done amazing things in your own time. So to hold still those up that you speak of and say, are these not different? Everyone has had their own path. Everyone has had their process that they have followed to create what they chose to create for their patterns of their soul. So do not get too tied up with this or need to know how this fits into your 3D concept, because it's all a little bit more involved than that, but that's where we want to stop now, okay?
And we will add here, along with the Shira, that you may have been a Christ on another planet somewhere. You may have been the Christ that went through the various processes as Yeshua did here. This is not to say you were, but it is possible. So when you say that Sananda and Archangel Michael and Saint Germain and all of the Ashtar and all of the other ones are higher than you, as you were intimating, that is not necessarily so. They may seem to be now, but that does not mean that one point you were not all equal, and you are all equal. We are all equal. There is no one higher or lower than anyone else. It is just simply experiential level in the moment that you are looking at this. You see?
Yes, and I appreciate that, because that really cleared it up for me, and I've been studying this and hearing this and that, and I'm glad you have settled that for me. Thank you so much. I love you.
Very good. It is wonderful that you can ask questions, because there are many that have similar types of questions but are afraid to ask. So it is good when you ask the question, because then you can receive an answer.
So I have a question about that, and you know, I understand the way that it was approached, that we have this 3D conscious mind that tries to define things in a 3D conscious way. But what I heard you say, and I wanted to help myself with this, is as I understand it, is that the ones that are ascended masters now that can mentor us, can mentor us not because they're higher than us, but because their awareness is expanded, so that when we present an issue to them, their viewpoint could be multiple viewpoints rather than just a very singular viewpoint that some of us have because we're stuck with a 3D conscious mind.
Yes, you can say that so, those ones you are speaking of can see the larger picture.
And
they look at it from different perspective. Yes.
So their awareness is larger.
Very much so.
So our goal then would be here to expand our awareness.
Yes. This is what we have been working on with you.
Well,
yes, again and again, certainly.
To do that, though, it requires one to work introspectively. It's not external to us.
Yes, it is an internal growth program, yes. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, I wanted confirmation on how I saw it, so.
Good. Are there other questions here?
I have a question. This is Christine. I want to know what you guys think about the post on the Hollow Earth Network that Zora told Anne to post about the declaration from Prime Creator to the Galactic Council. Do I need to explain any of that, or do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Sierra, do you want to share on this first?
I will share on this first. If you read something, if you hear something that does not resonate with you where you are at this point in time, then it may not be the right message for you. We are not going to give you a thumbs up or a thumbs down about other sites, other people that we are working with in this group. However, we will say that if you are taking in knowledge and understanding from other sources, you have a wide variety of different sources that you are using, then read something and see how it feels to you. If it does not feel right, then put it aside for a while. If it feels right and you're excited, then hold to that. One who serves.
Yes, you see, much of channeling that occurs across the planet is coming through many different individuals with many different perspectives. And it is important to bring about all the different perspectives so that those who are listening or reading, that they can resonate to it at the level that they are receiving it. So you will hear many different understandings coming from many different channels. And as Shira has said, no thumbs up or thumbs down on anyone, because they are all important in their level of need to bring about the information. And as we said, more information is coming through. There is more and more. We are attempting to reach a larger and larger group of people across the planet through these type of channeling experiences here. So does this answer your question without being able to say whether it was right or wrong?
Sure, I'm just getting, I guess the people I listen to, I'm getting the same kind of message from all of them. If it's not simply just the same as what you guys are saying, is stay at a high vibration and you know, that kind of stuff. You know, as far as the factual things, you know, what you said, if it rings true for you, you know, it could be just my, you know, my deep desire for hope and change that I so much hope that this message that they were talking about in Hollow Earth Network is true, because it would be wonderful for this planet and everybody that resides on it. So, you know, I'm just hopeful that, you know, that such a thing can take place of what they're talking about. And, you know, in my opinion, if the vibration of this planet is getting higher and higher, and we hold the light and love on this planet like we are designed to do so, that it would have to, these things would have to take place because, you know, other things couldn't, these things couldn't reside in a higher vibration, would be my feeling and thought about it.
Christine, I would say to you that believing is seeing. And when you believe in something, you will see it. So having this information out for you to sift through, no matter what site it is, what information it is you're looking through, and if it catches your eye and sparks that intuition and your creative abilities, gets you thinking about what you want to see of this planet, then it sounds like it's a valid message for you. Okay?
Yes, and as it was said earlier, it is all about awareness, all about raising awareness. And there are many different ways and avenues of raising awareness. This is just one particular one, and that one that you are speaking of was one particular one as well. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Very good. Any further questions here? Very good questions, by the way, this evening.
Very good.
I want to ask about feelings. There was a couple of comments, and I'm not sure in what context, that we would be wise to pay attention to our feelings, like when we're reading something, how it makes us feel, just how things make us feel, because apparently feelings is an indicator of truth for us. What I question about that is feelings versus emotions, because I've noticed in my life, often my emotions are not accurate. When I respond or feel something, it's not necessarily true, and I find that out later. So I want to know the distinction. I want you to draw a distinction for me.
There are two levels of feelings as you are speaking of. There is the feeling coming from the emotional level that is largely three-dimensional understanding. And then there is the feeling that comes from deep within, that small whisper that gives you little nudges here and there that we often speak of. There are two different types here. And when you have that small whisper, when you have those palpitations, or when you have the chills go through you, or whatever it might be that gives you the indication that you are on the right track, then you know that that is the feeling or sense that you are getting to pay attention to. Does this make sense to you?
So are you saying lower chakras versus higher chakras, like the feeling in your heart versus the feeling in the
chest? Yes, you can look at it this way if you like, yes. Shira, do you want to add to this?
I don't think so. Thank you.
Very good. Did this answer your question, Joanna?
Well, it did. I'm still trying to draw. I understand the whisper. I understand what you're saying. Sometimes it's hard to make that distinction.
Yes, your emotions can often lead you astray if you allow for that. So it is a need to be discerning here, even when whatever the situation might be. Be discerning to whether it is coming from the emotions that are being led by your mind, your brain, and all of this,
yeah,
or if it is deeply heart-based. There's the difference there.
Okay.
Any further questions here now before we release channel?
Greetings. Yes. I had a question about reincarnation. I know that we are done with reincarnation, but what happened to souls that are unable to ascend in this life? What opportunities do they have in the afterlife to ascend, or if that's possible after, you know, without a human body? Thank you.
So, Shira, you or we first?
I will start with this.
Very good.
Moses, you are such a sweet brother. Thinking and planning for other people in this whole process. Are you talking about people who are incarnated at this time and may not move forward? Is that what you are asking?
That is correct.
All right. So there's a long time frame here for things to occur, for people to open up and to go through their ascension symptoms and move into ascension. And there will be a very small group of people who decide that they choose to stay in the third dimension. That will be held in another place where they can live their lives out. And if they live their lives out and they choose to come back, then that's an opportunity for them to spend time in heaven, going through training and opportunities to learn more, come up to speed for things that they need to be aware of, so that they can be chosen, selected as one who would come to a family in the future and be born into the family as a baby and then move into the ascension pathway with that particular incarnation. So almost everybody is going to be on this pathway through the ascension process. The small percentage of people who will not will live their lives out, go through training, and have new opportunities for availability for a new body. All right?
Okay, thank you. So a human body is required in order to try out for ascension, correct?
If they choose to be in this path and be with family members that they have been with before, be with friends they have been with before, it is one of the best ways for them to continue on the path that they have searched as a soul at this point in time.
Very interesting concept you have here of tryout. Mm-hmm. You speak in terms of one needing to make the grade. And it is not that way at all. It is not that you have to go through tryouts and make the grade and get to this level and do this and do that, because what would that do but create a bunch of frustration and fear and consternation? And that is not something that would be akin to the ascension process, you see. So all of that will be alleviated. There is no concern. The earth herself is going through this ascension process as well and will eventually be entirely in the 5D and beyond. And there will be no more 3D experience here. So those who, as Yashira has said, choose to remain, they will not remain here. There will not be any place for them to be here anymore. So they will be relocated, whether it is through the dying process or simply relocated by ships. That is all yet to be determined.
That's what I was going to ask, but they're going to be transported on a ship, and you answered it.
Yeah.
Very good.
So the question that I have is what you said when Moses said the tryout for ascension, when he used that phrase. So, and I think you're saying that there isn't anybody trying out for ascension. I think that's what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay. So, in other words, you don't have to do anything to ascend?
No, we are not saying that, but we do not want you to think in terms of having, as we said, to make the grade, to be up to the task. None of this, because this will only create a dropping of the vibration. So it is better to think in terms of and be in terms of be in the higher vibrations, and all will just take care of itself, you see. The more you are in the higher vibrations, and this is why we speak about this all the time, to continue to assist and guide you to moving into those vibrations and remaining there as much as possible. Be there more and more. And then when these waves come through and the energy and the event occurs, you will be there already. You will be there and you will not have to be concerned with it at all. Now, there will be certainly those who will, buck the system, you might say, and not want to go easily, may go kicking and screaming or whatever, but they will be attended to as their need is, you see? So no one will be left behind that wants to be, that does not want to be left behind. It is a choice, but it is not something like in the olden days or even when we went through it where you have to spend so much discipline going through the various ascension process in a very short period of time and having your physical body being very uncomfortable and all of this. This is not for you in the Western culture here. Does this make sense to you? No, you tend to think in terms of you have to do action, you have to create this and do this, but if you continue to think that way, then it just creates more of the old, the same old, same old here.
Well, I see your point of view. I do. However, the concept of being in higher vibration requires effort. It requires that we think differently. It requires that we open our hearts, that we create the idea of compassion, that we live compassionately, that we live in service to
others.
Yes,
that is all true. Yes.
Okay, so that all takes effort. That's not doesn't just come
and
to us.
What was said earlier through by the James that we said many times before, it takes effortless effort.
No, not for me.
Yes, it is.
No, it takes a lot of effort for me to get out of my ego and to be compassionate.
Looking at it from the 3D point of view.
Yeah.
Look at it from the higher vibrations, and then it takes no effort at all. It just is.
Right. I understand, but I don't understand how to look at it from a higher vibration if I'm not in that vibration to look at it.
Ashira, can you help here?
Can I help here?
Nobody can help me at this point.
Meaning
so,
you have different perspectives.
I know. I'm just teasing you a little bit. So, Joanna, you are forgetting about the waves that we've talked about. And these waves, as they go through, continue to raise everyone's vibratory level, raise your frequencies. And when you get to the point where the event happens or everything starts to happen, then all of those things that you are concerned about at this time in the 3D level are not even going to be around. You're going to have all kinds of other things to be thinking about and doing. And this is not going to be a concern to you. So at this point in time, as you are still straddling both worlds and striving to reach for that uppermost that you can reach for, just take a breath. Just be nice to you. Be nice to you. Everything is exactly how it needs to be in your entire world. And you do not need to worry about how you are going to change things in any way, shape, or form. Life is exactly the way it needs to be. And as it moves forward in the journey that you're on, you will see the changes occurring all around you and in your children and in people who are friends, and you will be assured that you are exactly where you need to be. All right?
That makes a lot of sense, but I just have to say that it sounds to me like the waves which are increasing our vibration, that it'll all increase our vibration, et cetera, the waves that are coming in. But I don't understand that, how we can say that we don't have to prepare for that, that we don't have to raise our own consciousness. It'll just happen for us.
No one is saying that. We have never said this.
Well, then you have to work at it.
You do have to work
well,
at it.
You do.
But we don't want you to think about working at it. We just want you to do it.
Yeah.
Just be.
Okay.
Just be in the moment. Because maybe not you necessarily, but others, if they think they have to work at it, they've become then overwhelmed and tend to hold back. and figured, well, then I'm not good enough.
Okay.
And we certainly do not want anyone to think that way.
Okay.
So this is why we speak about it as we do here.
I know.
Remember, we are working with this particular group in many different ways to help you at the level that you are at. So in some ways, we experiment with you in different ways. No, that may not be a good word in your 3D world, but in some ways we are doing that. But as we do it, we are very diligent and understanding of where each and every one of you is at in any given moment. So always understand this. Okay?
Okay.
Any further questions here?
I have another question, but I'd like to have somebody else go ahead. I had my turn. If anybody else has a question, go ahead.
I think we are nearly done, so if you have a question, go ahead.
Okay. We're having the third wave come. I was wondering what happens after the third wave, because I understand, I heard, I think it was Archangel Michael's message saying that everything stops. I don't know what he means by that. I think I do, but I'd like to hear from you, please.
When the third wave comes, it will be a culmination, you might say. It will be the, as Sananda has said many times, the crossing of the finish line. Now, that is not to say that all will ascend in that moment. We are not saying that. But it is a process, as we have said all along. And the third wave will take many more into this process. And those that have already been in it will move higher in vibration as well. As you have heard of the first wave and the second wave, and those of you that were in the first, as a part of that, I've already raised your vibrations greatly. And you are continuing to do so. So is when the third wave comes, it will likely be a precursor at that moment of the event, very close at that time. Shira, anything to add here?
No, perfect.
Thank you.
Actually, not the event necessarily, but a series of events leading up to the more major event. Anything further here? We release channel. If not,
I would like to say one more thing. This is Christine. I totally get what you're saying about don't think about it, just be in the moment, because that's very easy for me to do when I'm outside of work. And I totally get what, I don't know who the name is, talking about it taking effort when I am at work. I see both those, you know, viewpoints. I also wanted to tell State of Moses, I agree, you're just such a kind, sweet soul and caring so much about humanity and not wanting anybody left behind and having such compassion and love for everybody, and I so appreciate your soul. That's all.
Good, very wonderful.
Thank you.
Then we release channel. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
I am a sheriff. I have been with you this evening. Thank you so much for your time and your attention and your great questions. Great questions for us to feed off of one another and to be able to share with you the information that comes so deep in your souls and asks openly and generously for our input. One Who Serves spoke a little bit about this, but I will say that in the next couple of weeks, you are going to see some interesting events that will be taking place upon the planet. At this point in time, it has happened in the higher planes and is ready to sift down, move down into your realm of existence. We're excited about that. We're excited about seeing what you do with this information and how full your Sundays is this coming week and the week after. We know that each of you is working hard. We know that each of you has your mind in a place that is creating your future right now. And as you think about your future right now, that is what you are walking into.
Remember, the power of believing is seeing. Tonight, I leave you with my love and peace. Namaste. Mm-hmm.